as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Aurora High School. Happy Valentine's Day as we get ready for postseason coverage. It's already here in 2012 with semifinal action from the girls' sub-district. Tonight is C2, sub-district 4 from Aurora as the top seed, 22-1 Centura Lady Centurions, ranked as high as number 3 in the state, take on the 11-11 fourth seed, Wood River Lady Eagles, a team they have beaten already this season, but that was way back on opening night, and it was a two-point game. So it's going to be a bookend here on one side. Will they be able to keep things going? Can Wood River play them close again? But these two teams have come a long, long way. 22 games for the Eagles, 23 for Centura. Our second game tonight, that's just one of those games that you don't expect to see in the semifinals. 19-2 Shelton, 17-5 Ravenna. One of two losses that Shelton had earlier this year was to the Ravenna Lady Jays by a score of 58-53. That was their first loss of the year. The other loss came in the conference tournament championship to Blue Hill. The winners will advance on to Thursday's action, also right here on Classic Hits. On our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, it's the C19 from Hastings College, where Adams Central is taking on top seed Minden at this hour, followed by Kearney Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia. You're listening to the NewTek Seed pregame show, and we'll take a look at the starting lineups for Centura and Wood River right after this.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
It's time now to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Lady Eagles of Wood River. Number 10 is a 5'3" sophomore, Kelsey Baugh. Number 12, 5'5" sophomore, Alexis Burkhart. Number 22, 5'8" junior, Connor Fisher. Number 24, 5'9" senior, Morgan Heiss. And the team's leading scorer, number 44, 5'9" junior, Kelly Bossert, who last week surpassed the single-season scoring record in Wood River history. The head coach for the Lady Eagles is Darren Parlin, assisted by Keo Zerke and Heather Ludwig. They are an even 11-11. And for the Centura Lady Centurions, number 12, 5'4" senior, is Taylor Wetzel. Number 22, 5'9" senior, Courtney Aitken, the team's leading scorer, who is walking on at the University of Nebraska. Number 30 is a 5'5" junior, Brooklyn Ditch. Number 32, 6' senior, Jessica Schultes. And number 34, 5'8" senior, is Caroline. The head coach of the Centurions is Kathy Mettenbrink, assisted by Scott Kerenick and Ashley Snyder. Centura is 22-1 on the season. They've won 21 in a row since a loss on the second night of the season to state-rated Sandy Creek. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is simply better. We'll take a break and be back with the start of tonight's semifinal action between Centura and Wood River right after this timeout.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Rather to Nicola. Is that good?
From Mosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Milzac Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Milzac Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Melzac Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Ready to get this basketball postseason underway. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Wood River defeated Donovan Trumbull 45-28 here last night to advance on to this semifinal contest. Tom Palace and crew are your officials for tonight's basketball game. The home white and maroon trim for the Centura Lady Centurions, and they'll go with Jessica Schultes to jump center. The traveling purple and white trim for Wood River, they will go with Morgan Heiss. And we're ready to get this semifinal underway here on Classic Hits. The ball is in the air, and the opening tip will be run down by Aitken for Centura, and we are underway here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, and Dannebrog. Man-to-man defense here by the Eagles. And Centura taking a moment to work around the perimeter and check out that defense. Trying to post up Aitken. She'll come out into the right-hand corner, spot up for the three. It's on the way and in. Courtney Aitken with the three-point bucket to get this basketball game underway. And Centura hits early on. They'll put on the full court pressure, and the Eagles trying to make the long outlet pass overthrow Alexis Burkhart. That will once again be the key to the game tonight. Wood River has to handle the Centura pressure. No matter what else happens tonight, they cannot have a ton of turnovers or they will not have a chance in this basketball game. They do come out and play that man-to-man. Caroline up top to Brooklyn Nitch, who's really heated up here the last couple of weeks, had a great game in the conference tournament championship by two over Kearney Catholic. On the block, Schultes from eight. It's up, it's in. Two shots, two buckets, 5 points. Centura off to a 5-0 lead. And we're just a minute into this basketball game. Kelsey Baugh trying to trap her in the backcourt. Throw it up front to Burkhart. Pass is tipped. Pass is stolen away. Steal made by Nitch. And they will slow it down. Skip it to the right side. Nitch looked at the three. Didn't take it. Takes it back out top to Taylor Wetzel. Wetzel drives the right side of the paint. Has it knocked away from behind and out of bounds. So two possessions, two shots, two buckets for Centura. Two possessions, two turnovers for Wood River. 5-0 Centura. Winners of tonight's game play at 7 Thursday. And we've got a travel called on Centura trying to make the pass over the top of the zone on the inbound. And Centura will turn it over for the first time. Again, Shelton and Ravenna will be our next game. Currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Minden is playing Adams Central, followed by Kearney Catholic and St. Cecilia. Always on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. And Wood River will get into the front court for the first time here in the ball game and get into the hands of Connor Fisher. Back out to the point guard, Kelsey Baugh. Swing it over on the left wing to Fisher. Man-to-man defense by Centura. They get Baugh off the screen. Top of the key, three is good. Kelsey Baugh hits the first shot of the game for Wood River. So we're perfect from the field so far, and it's 5-3 Centura. Drawing the defensive assignment on Aitken is Fisher. The 5'8 junior makes her give it off to Schultes on the left wing. Back up top they'll go. Swing it on the weak side to Aitken. One-on-one, she'll skip it back over for a three-pointer. Wetzel, it's up. It's a little strong. Long rebound is grabbed by Baugh. Kelsey, for only being about 5'3", does get her share of rebounds. Waits for the traffic to go by. Tries to avoid the double team as she crosses the timeline. Works it to the left side. Aitken saw the telegraph pass and knocked it out of bounds. She was 10 feet ahead of everybody had she been able to keep that in the court of play. But she saw the telegraph pass, and the Eagles will throw it in from midcourt. 499 career wins for Kathy Mettenbrink. A win tonight would be number 500 and put her in some very exclusive company. Eagles with a basketball off the high pick. Fisher brings it to the right baseline, drives, rolls it over the rim and in. Nice job by Connor Fisher, and we are tied at five. So they shake off two early turnovers and tie the ball game 5-5 with 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. Aitken brings it over to the right side of the key. Off a couple of picks, it'll be Nitch in the right-hand corner. Baugh chases her down so she can't shoot the three. Now back to the baseline, Schultes on the switch. Baugh's on her. Somebody's open here because they've got two on Schultes. Now she switches back out on Nitch. Goes for the steal, can't get it. Brookley puts it up. Might have been partially blocked out there by Kelly Bossert, and it's going to be pulled down by the Eagles. Here comes Burkhart into the front court to Baugh on the left side. She'll stand 28 feet away from the hoop. Right up in her grill is Taylor Wetzel. Bounce pass over to Burkhart. Every pass is wide, though. Nothing towards the hoop because of the good defense by Centura. Ball between the circles here for Connor Fisher. Drives right side. Draws the double team. Kicks it back out. Quick reversal over to Burkhart on the weak side. Backside there is Heiss, but the pass is knocked away. Good close by Courtney Aitken because Heiss got off that pick in pretty good shape. 5-5, 4:39 to go here. First quarter on Classic Hits. It'll be Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. Fisher to throw it in, goes to the outlet way up top to Baugh. Right back to Fisher in the corner. Tries the baseline. Carolion pushes her out of bounds, and they'll just say it went out of bounds. So a turnover for Wood River. It wasn't a push. He just didn't let her get that clean straight line down the baseline, and Fisher trying to go around her stepped out of bounds. Third turnover for the Eagles. As Aitken will bring the ball into the front court here for the Centurions. Paint's a little open. Now they switch. Kick it back out. Wetzel into the corner. Nitch, open three. It's up, and it is off the iron a little short. Rebound is tipped out, and Heiss will grab the loose ball. Morgan Heiss trying to get the outlet and does to Burkhart. Brings it across the timeline, guarded by Nitch. Back out top. They'll go to Connor Fisher. Try to get it into Bossert. That's her first touch. Good pass back to Fisher. Drives in and draws the foul. Well, Centura has already kind of decided they're not going to let Kelly Bossert beat him here, the 5'9 junior who broke the single-season scoring record this year for the Eagles. It's our first foul of the game. It's on Caroline. And at the line to shoot two will be Connor Fisher. And the free throw is up, and it is in. And Wood River has scored six in a row to take the lead, 6-5. Second free throw now for Fisher on the way, and it's good. Seven in a row for Wood River. And they lead it by a score of 7-5. Let's see what Centura does. Usually when they need a bucket, it's obviously Aitken time. She averages nearly 19 points per ball game. She also averages right at 10 rebounds a game. She has it knocked out of her hands on the crossover by Fisher. Outlet pass to Connor. Goes in for the layup. Put it up way too strong, though. Rebound Bossert. She'll finish it. No, it rolls off the rim. No good. And the rebound brought down by Courtney Aitken. Golden opportunity there for Wood River and couldn't cash it in. It might have forced a Centura timeout. But they went 2.5 minutes without scoring, and it's knocked away again out of Wetzel's hands. Back-to-back turnovers for Centura. And Bossert doesn't want to dribble it up the floor, so she finds Baugh. Kelsey brings it across the timeline, swings it over to Burkhart. Tries to move on Nitch, doesn't really go anywhere. Skip pass back over to Baugh. Penetrates and draws the double team. Back up to Fisher, knocked away. But Caroline can't grab it, and it'll be back to Wood River. There's Fisher open, but did not pull the trigger on the three. Lob it into Bossert, and Aitken will reach over the top and knock it out of bounds. So the intensity picking up a little bit, and our Wood River Eagles will have the first time or first substitution of the game. And checking in will be Amber Willoughby. Usually about seven, maybe eight girls will see playing time for the Eagles on any kind of a regular rotation. 7-5 Wood River, 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter of the C24 sub-district. Swing it over to the left side, Burkhart. Getting everybody high here, trying to space it out there for Bossert. They get it in. Aitken reaches around, tips it away. It goes out of bounds. And they'll say it's last touch by Centura. Heiss will come in and Fisher will check out. So Wood River will stack the right side of the key here. And on the break, looking. They get it to Baugh, comes to the baseline, cut off by Schultes, bounces it through the lane, finds Burkhart, and Burkhart will put it up and in. 9-5 Wood River. They have scored the last nine after Centura scored the first five. Eagles stay in that sag man here. See if they can get Aitken going. She's got the ball well out on the right wing, outside the arc, high post, over Lyon to Nitsch. Nitsch drives through the double team, has it knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Into the ball game will be Taylor Turek. Turek and Nitsch have shared starting duties this year, so whoever gets the hot hand is usually who Coach Mettenbrink leaves in there. And Nitsch hasn't got anything going early on, so she's going to come out of the ball game. Centura throws it into the high post to Schultes. Just safety valve there. Gives it to Aitken. Top of the key. Dribbled it off her leg, but it gets kicked right back over to Turek. Aitken a little timid to drive right now. And Wetzel will. She'll go with the left hand. It's blocked by Kelly Bossert. Second block by Bossert, but picked back up by Kara Lyon. So Centura with the basketball. Rotates it around the right side to Wetzel. Well out. Back up to Aitken. 2 minutes to go in the quarter. She drives in, and now we're going to get the foul. Trying to sandwich her there was Bossert and Baugh. And let's see which one of them gets the foul. It's going to be on Bossert. That'll be the first foul of the game on Wood River. And back into the ball game, Fisher. And coming out will be Burkhart. So kind of going with six girls right now and trying to keep everybody fresh out at the guard position. It'll be Centura basketball underneath their own hoop, trailing 9-5 with a minute 57 to go in the first quarter. Back door, they get it into Caroline. Post up, turnaround, jumper off the glass, up and in. And that breaks a run of about 3.5-plus minutes of not scoring. 9-7. Now they can put their pressure on. They had wide open underneath teammate Amber Willoughby, but didn't even look that way. They were concerned about breaking the press. Baugh has it on the left side of the key. Knocked out of her hands. Gets it back to Fisher. Intensity picking up defensively here for Centura. Now finding themselves trailing. Fisher gives it over to Baugh on the right side of the key. Again, the first meeting was a two-pointer. Now off the steal attempt, it's open for Heinz. They'll get it down low. Willoughby on the block. She doesn't want to shoot it. And Wood River's going to have to find girls that will shoot the ball tonight. Fisher drives in, working, puts it up, and scores. Connor Fisher with six in the first quarter, backing Turek down to the low block, and it's 11-7, Wood River. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. So we're going to have an exciting game for at least a little while here. Centura, the overwhelming favorite at 22-1. Wood River, 11-11. Both out of the Lou Platt Conference. In fact, Shelton, the only non-Lou Platt member in this sub-district. Wetzel and Turek both in the game right now. And some miscommunication as the ball gets passed out of bounds. Turnover number four for Centura. And into the game for Wood River. The return of Alexis Burkhart. And here comes Kaylee Gill checking in. A 5'9" junior. For Coach Darren Parlin. Into the front court. Working it to the right side is Connor Fisher. 35 seconds to go. Wood River would love to play for the last shot, but they've just got to run their offense the way Centura is D'ing up and take any shot that they can get. Down to 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. Fisher brings it out to midcourt. Guarded there by Turek. Over to Baugh, still 28 feet away from the hoop. So they're doing a good job of working clock now, down to 15 seconds to go. Up top, Baugh had a little space there but decided not to attack. Now they need to take the first good shot, 10 seconds. Off the screen, Fisher right side, checks the clock back to Baugh, 5 seconds to Heiss, to Baugh. Somebody better shoot it, and Fisher walked. Good call by the official. At no time did Wood River ever really start running an offensive play there. There's 1.5 seconds left to see if they can hoist one up. They'll throw it to half court. Wetzel has it. Clean three. Oh, she might have got fouled. Ball's partially blocked by Alexis Burkhart. That's what they'll call it. And we're at the end of the first quarter at Wood River, the surprise leader, the Lady Eagles 11 and Centura 7. You're listening to Sub-District Basketball on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life. Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
After the first quarter of play, it is 11-7. Wood River with the lead, just like Peg Heist informed. And to start this quarter, we're going to get a jump ball. And since the Eagles had possession, that means it will be a turnover and give it over to Centura. So we got 6 seconds in, and it'll go to Centura. But it's 11-7 Wood River. Four turnovers in the first quarter for each team. Rebounds, one for Centura, three for Wood River. When they did shoot the ball, they shot it well. Up top, Aitken dribbles it off her toe. Ball lost away. Trying to go coast-to-coast. Burkhart lays it up and in. Four for Alexis Burkhart. And the lead is up to six. Centura jumped out 5-0 on two consecutive turnovers for Wood River. And since then, it has been a Wood River-controlled basketball game. 13-2. Now they lose Wetzel, and she goes right down the middle of the lane for a layup. Wetzel was inbound, nearly stolen away. Centura fans getting a little edgy here with their team behind. They've seen upsets before that they've been on the wrong end of, so they don't want to be on the wrong end of this one. And a reach-in foul called on Taylor Wetzel, her first and the team's second. Only two fouls on Centura and one on Wood River. Six for Connor Fisher to lead the way for the Eagles. They're 1-of-1 from three-point land. Centura 1-of-3. And nobody with more than a bucket for Centura. Eight can hit a three. And when they get it down the low block, Fisher was standing out of bounds. Nobody was on her, and she just didn't know where she was on the floor. So turnover number six on Wood River. Up the floor with it now, Courtney Aitken. I'm sure the girls know that they want to get an impressive performance tonight, get into that sub-district final. There's no guarantee as a wild card sitting in the four spot right now. Remember last year, Sandy Creek went down in flames in the opening night. So it does happen. On the left wing, Wetzel gets by her defender, gives it off to Aitken, drives into the right low block to Schultes. Schultes from 11, it's too strong. Aitken skies for the rebound, puts it up but can't get it to go. Ball loose, and it's going to be Bossert to grab it for Wood River. And to the other end we come. Burkhart is cut off there by Schultes. Back to the trailer, Fisher, who walked with the basketball. The officials are right on top of that. We've seen some shuffling of the feet here for the Eagles. 6:22 to go, first half. Wood River 13 and Centura 9. Centura now has it in the hands of Courtney Aitken, who will bring it across the timeline on the right side. Kick it off on the wing to Alexis Burkhart. Burkhart back up top against this man-to-man for the Eagles. Into the hands of Aitken. Over on the right side, off the pick, they give it to Wetzel. Gets into the paint. They're ready for her this time. Low block, Caroline. Turnaround jumper blocked. The third by Kelly Bossert. Still Centura ball. Shot no good. Rebound clanks off there. Fight for it. Nearly went out of bounds. Saved in by Taylor Turek. It's a free-for-all. It's stolen away. Baseball pass to the other end. It's stolen back. And Coach Kathy Mettenbrink says, settle down. So Aitken. Oh, she's got the lane open one-on-one. Goes right by Fisher. Puts it up and in. And a blocking foul on Kelly Bossert, who got there a little late. Courtney Aitken with a chance for a three-point play. You can see in the mind of Courtney Aitken, you knew what was going to happen there. Because after that melee, Wood River was not set up defensively like they had hoped. The lane was wide open. And probably nobody on Wood River can guard Aitken one-on-one. That's the second on Bossert, though. So they got to be careful there. And the free throw is up. And it's bouncing off the iron and through. So that makes it 13-12, Wood River, 5:30 to go here in the first half. And when they can score, they can put that pressure on. And Baugh trying to get around the defender right in front of the scorer's table. A blocking foul on Aitken. Courtney has been prone to get in a little foul trouble, and Coach Mettenbrink usually leaves her in there when she does get in foul trouble. If she's got three in the first half, we saw it in the conference tournament. She stayed in. Had four in the third quarter, stayed in, or the fourth quarter early, stayed in. It's 13-12, Wood River. Fisher on the left wing, one dribble back up top to Baugh. Eagles get it over to Burkhart, squares at the three, decides not to take it. Back to Fisher, lobs it down to Bossert, trying to make a move around Aitken, and walked with the basketball. Wood River is fighting hard, but they've traveled too many times. That's nine turnovers for Wood River compared to six for Centura. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9, PlatteRiverPreps.com, as Aitken brings it up and just dribbles in place between the circles. Fisher sagging on her and the Eagle man-to-man. Centura trying to get the lead back here. And the ball stolen away. Baugh stepped in front of the passing lane. One on two. She's not fast enough to get back for the layup, but she is fouled. She's fast enough, but she wasn't going to outrun the two Centura defenders that were right on her hip. And I think they'll call the foul before the shot. Yes, they will. That'll be the fourth foul on Centura. Here comes Gill in for Wood River. And for Centura, Angelica Young. The foul on Centura is Taylor Wetzel, and she has two. Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. They'll lob it up for Gill. It's deflected out to midcourt. Burkhart grabs it. Over to Baugh. Sang on her just enough. She could fire that three. Doesn't. Skip pass over to Fisher on the weak side. Guarded by Lyon. Right back over to Heiss. Heiss is guarded by Schultes here tonight in the man-to-man. Over to Baugh on the left wing. Eagles looking inside and throw it over the top of the man-to-man defense. Baugh into the corner. Fisher. But it's been a while since Wood River's got a good-looking shot up. Now Baugh's open. They swing it over to her. Looked at the three, but there's Turek in her face. 4:10 to go here in the first half. 13-12 Wood River. Eagles have scored just 2 points so far in the quarter. And this is a long, long possession. And we get a foul on the switch. Taylor Turek got tripped up. And that'll be her first fifth team foul. Wood River would love to be able to get to the free throw line in this basketball game. On the season, we'll get that for you here in just a minute. They're a 58% free throw shooting team. 13-12. It was 11-7 at the end of one. And it's really slowed down here when Wood River has the ball. They've been long possessions, but they've had five turnovers. So they need to find a way to get a shot here. Bossert on the left elbow, working on Schultes. Into the paint, out of the paint, forces the jumper. It comes up short, no good. Rebound brought down by Taylor Turek. So great defense by Centura here in this quarter. Here's Aitken off the pick, takes it to the paint. Double clutch. Gill got in her way. The shot no good. It's deflected back over to Courtney. Inside they get it. Young, shot no good. Aitken went over the back to get the rebound and put it back up and in. Let's see what the foul is. Aitken may not have committed the foul, but she went over the top of everybody. But, yes, they did. They called it on Courtney. And that's her second. Really nice article on Courtney on HuskerlandPreps.com from Bob Jensen last week. But that's her second foul with 3:33 to go here in the first half. Wood River pushes the ball up the floor, cut off on the corner. Now reverse it over to Bossert, and she didn't really pay attention, almost lost it out of bounds. Kelly got it back to Baugh. Baugh sees an opening in the paint. Ooh, could have taken it in, decides to kick it out. Now Bossert for three. It's in and out, no good, and Aitken will win the battle for the rebound. Courtney pushes the ball up the floor, gets it to the baseline. There's Young from eight. It's short. Rebound comes right back to her. Folks on the floor. I think we're going to get a jump. That's the case. And the arrow points the way of Wood River as Connor Fisher and Angelica Young were tied up. 3:03 to go here in the first half. At the end of the first quarter, Minden 21, Adams Central 2. In the C19 sub-district, currently on the breeze over at Hastings College. Here it is still 13-12. Only one bucket in the quarter for the Eagles. 5 points for Centura, but Wood River's up by one, and they'll get it across the timeline here. By the way, Wetzel with those two fouls has come back in. Her and Aitken each have two here. See if the Eagles try to take it at one of them. Turek's in there guarding Fisher. Picks up her dribble, back up top they go. To Burkhart. Burkhart tries to get it inside. Thought Bossert was going to go to the low block. She didn't. The ball stolen away. Aitken trying to get that third foul on Kelly Bossert. Came to a quick start, but Bossert was able to get off the hip. Turek, three-point land. Gives it back up to Wetzel. Swings it over to Aitken. She's open. She fires the three, and it's off the iron. No good. And the rebound is fought for, and Schultes has it. She'll put it up. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Connor Fisher. So Centura's missed some offensive tries here on the second chance opportunity. Up top, here's Heiss. Open three, and it's going to be off the rim. No good. Gill tries to save the ball in, but it goes out of bounds off of Wood River. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at the first half stats. Preview game number two between Shelton and Ravenna. A little wrestling coming up this week. Wood River, the defending champions there, but only three going back, but three kids that could make a lot of noise. So we'll see how that goes. Ravenna and Kennesaw Shelton with a good group of kids going as well. Complete coverage of the state meet Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'll be in Omaha for you. Right now, Centura has the basketball. Brooklyn inches back into Kara Lyon. Comes to the low block, and they're going to call a foul on Wood River, but it's only their third of the half, and it will not be on the shot. The foul is going to go on Amber Willoughby, her first. We have had one trip to the line by each team. Centura ball underneath their own hoop. Kara Lyon to throw it in. Has to go out top. Aitken at the high post. They double her, and she'll give it off to Wetzel. Long three for Taylor is no good. Offensive rebound. Aitken crashes the board. She's fouled on the putback. It does not go, but she'll get two free throws. Courtney has six of the 12 points for Centura, and the foul is on Morgan Heiss, her first and the fourth team foul. So two free throws here for Aitken, and Courtney will put the first one up, and it is no good. Courtney on the season is a 64.5% free throw shooter, 413 points on the season for Aitken. And as we said, Bossert, 365, and that's the Wood River school record. So Aitken has even outscored her this year. And the second free throw is good. So it's up and in, and we are tied at 13 with a minute 35 to go here in the first half. Was kind of keeping an eye out. Thought maybe Coach Yori would sneak in to watch Aitken tonight, and maybe she has. We just haven't spotted her, as that's where she will walk on. Eagles for the basketball. Up top with it. A one dribble bomb. Back over to Fisher. Drives into the paint. Back over to Willoughby. They drive into pressure. Now into Bossert. Turnaround jumper off the heel. No good. That's about as good a look as they've had all quarter long, and Aitken grabs her sixth rebound. Outlet pass Wetzel. Wanted to get it to Lyon. Couldn't do it. So they'll kick it to the left wing. Three-pointer, Nitch, it's in. Brooklyn Nitch hits the three-point bucket. And so after this very heated second quarter with a minute to go in the half, Centura regains the lead, 16-13. Wood River just 2 points here in the quarter. The ball dribbled off the foot of Courtney Aitken and out of bounds in front of the Wood River bench. Turek's coming in. They're going to take Aitken out. I think that's a smart move. Get her out of the game with those two fouls. If they get the ball back offensively, Coach Mettenbrink will bring her in. But neither team has called a timeout here in this first half. We've rolled right along on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Bolas, Wood River. We're here in Aurora tonight, the C24 sub-districts on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Fisher up top looking to the left side, which is the strong side. Bile was open down low on the other side. Pass to Fisher, tip. Saves it to Bossert, but can't get the 10-footer to go. Rebound brought down by Schultes, her second, but Wood River can't get anything in. And we are down to just 20 seconds to go here in the first half. Centura won't have to kill a whole lot of clock, but they don't have Aitken in there. So let's see what they run up. They love to set Nitch up in the corner. They'll run her off a pick, run her through the baseline, and now here we go, 9-8, there she goes, off the picks, Heiss is right with her. Now they got to do something, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, Nitch catches it in the other corner, has to force the jumper, it's off the iron, no good, and we are at halftime. Coach Mettenbrink just about put that shoe through the floor, trying to get her girls to get moving. Well, Wood River has the pace where they want it. The first game of the year, it was Centura 34, Wood River 32. And we're definitely on that pace right now. And Wood River has given the Centurions all they want. But all you got to do is win to advance on and make it look fine at this point of the year. It is Centura 16 and Wood River 13 at the half. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
And welcome back. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here at the C24 Girls Sub-District Semifinals at Aurora. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, it's Centura 16 and Wood River 13. We'll take a look at the first half stats for you here in just a little bit. Remind you that on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Minden is playing Adams Central. Minden up big in the second quarter, but then that'll be followed by maybe the game of the night in the state as defending C1 or C2 state champion Hastings St. Cecilia takes on Kearney Catholic, who is 18-4. St. Cecilia beat the Stars earlier this year and snapped, I believe it was a 65-game home winning streak for the Lady Stars, won it 49-42, but Kearney Catholic does have Megan Anderson back in the lineup, but the game is in Hastings, so we'll see how it plays out tonight, and that is on the Breeze, 94.5 FM at 7:45. The winners of all of the semifinal matchups tonight will be in the sub-district championship games Thursday. Again, that one from Hastings College. Minden against either Kearney Catholic or St. Cecilia will be on the Breeze at 7 o'clock. And the winner of tonight's two games in Aurora will be here on Classic Hits at 7 o'clock on Thursday. Other sub-district semifinal action going on tonight. And there is plenty of it out there. The C12 at Seward has Sandy Creek taking on Fairbury at this hour, followed by Milford and Fillmore Central. At Grand Island Northwest, Boone Central is playing Central City, and St. Paul is taking on Grand Island Central Catholic. At Sandy Creek, Blue Hill is currently playing Sutton, and then Superior will play Thayer Central. At Holdridge, Alma is playing North Platte St. Pat's, followed by Southern Valley and Southwest. At York, Heartland is currently playing Harvard, followed by Deschler taking on Bruning, Davenport, Chicley. In Minden tonight, Kennesaw is playing Franklin, and Amherst is taking on Axtell. At McCook, unbeaten Hitchcock County is playing Elwood, and Overton is taking on Arapaho. At Broken Bow, Loup City is taking on Sandhills-Thedford. That'll be followed by Twin Loup and Stapleton-McPherson County. Sandhills-Thedford, the only team in that sub-district with a winning record. At Hastings-St. Cecilia tonight, Giltner is playing Heartland Lutheran, followed by Lawrence Nelson and Silver Lake. Giltner, the only team with a winning record in that sub-district. At Kearney Catholic tonight, Loomis is taking on Bertrand, and then Litchfield will take on Arcadia. And finally, at Cozad, SEM is currently playing Brady, and then Ansley will take on you. There's another great sub-district. Brady, 18-1, Ansley, 18-2, and Eustace Farnham, who was second in the Fort Kearney Conference, 14-6 when they seeded the sub-districts. Here we are at the half, and it's a low-scoring contest. Centura at 22-1, leading 11-11 Wood River by a score of 16-13. We'll take a break and look at the first half numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Low-scoring game, a lot of long possessions, not a lot of rebounds in the game, not a lot of missed shots in the game, a few turnovers. And let's start with the Lady Eagles. Kelsey Baugh hit a three-point bucket. That's her total, has one rebound. Alexis Burkhart, 4 points and a block shot. Connor Fisher, 6 points and two rebounds. Morgan Heiss has a rebound, and Kelly Bossert, the team's leading scorer, has been shut out, has two rebounds and three block shots. Ion Wood River for three rebounds in each quarter. They've been to the line once where Fisher made both free throws. They made their first three-pointer and then missed two in the second quarter. Turnovers, four in the first and six in the second. Foul situation, Kelly Bossert has two. 11 points in the first quarter, two in the second. At the half, Wood River has 13 points, six rebounds. Two out of two at the free throw line, one of three from three-point land, four block shots, and 10 turnovers for the 11-11 Eagles. We'll look at the first half numbers for Centura right after this.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit or repossession or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers for Centura. Taylor Turek has two rebounds. Taylor Wetzel has 2 points. Courtney Aitken, 7 points, six rebounds to lead the Centurions. Brooklyn Ditch has hit a three-point bucket. Jessica Schultes, 2 points, two rebounds. Caroline, 2 points. And Angelica Young, one rebound. Centura got quite a few offensive rebounds in the second quarter, but didn't do as much with them as they had hoped. One rebound in the first quarter, 10 in the second. All the free throws are from Aitken, where she went 2-for-3 in the second quarter of play. Three-point shooting, 1-of-3 in each quarter. Turnovers, 4 in the first, 3 in the second. Foul situation for Centura. Taylor Wetzel and Courtney Aitken each have 2. 7 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second. At the half, Centura has 16 points, 11 rebounds, 2 out of 3 at the free throw line, 2 of 6 from three-point land, and 7 turnovers. The 16 is enough to have the lead. 22-1, the top seed in the sub-district Centura, leading 11-11, the fourth seed of the sub-district Wood River, by a score of 16-13. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Why thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
We're ready to get the second half underway. Thanks to Athletic Director Tim Holes and the crew here at Aurora for their hospitality as we bring you the C24 Girls Sub-District Basketball Tournament. As we start the second half, Centura will get the ball, leading it 16-13. Doug Duda, along with our producer engineer Stacy Johns, wishing you all a happy Valentine's Day. It'll be a happy one for two teams here, and for only half the teams playing tonight in sub-district semifinals. As we get it going, man-to-man still for Wood River. Centura off the pick. Good switch. Now they kick it out to Schultes at the high post, looking for Lyon. She's covered there by Bossert. Aitken kicks it to Kara out of the right elbow, takes it to the hoop, puts the shot up and in. And Kara Lyon with her second bucket of the ball game. And it's now 18-13. That's 9 in a row going back to the first half for Centura, and it equals their biggest lead. They jumped out 5-0, and then it was a 13-2 run by Wood River, and they haven't scored since, and they turn it over. So the second half begins exactly like the first half does, with a bucket by Centura and a turnover for Wood River. Wood River cannot allow Centura to get very far away from them again. That 5 points is about it, because they are not going to score a lot of points in the game tonight. They've got to force a few more turnovers. They got a couple transition buckets early on off the steal. Aitken off a couple of screens, switched off and gives it to Wetzel. She comes down the paint, and tying her up is going to be Kelly Bossert. She's stuck with it, and the arrow points the way of Wood River. We've got a couple of those on both ends tonight, getting into the paint and all of a sudden stopping when you run into a taller defender, and then you get tied up. Baugh in the backcourt gives it to Fisher, right back to Baugh. Changing that pressure up a little bit, brings it up on Nitch across the timeline, right side, keeps going all the way to the baseline, wraparound, there's nobody there. There was nobody there. Baugh knew what she wanted to do, but her teammate didn't slide over, and so we fast break to the other end. Aitken cut off, kicks it back out, Wetzel. Thought about the three, drop step back up to Courtney. They'll reset the offense here. Courtney, left-hand dribble, down the left side of the lane, scoops it up and in. When Aitken sees a little bit of a gap, she's going to put her head down and go, and Wood River hasn't been able to stop her. And a timeout going to be called here by Wood River. It's a full timeout with 6:27 to go in the third quarter. It's the first timeout of the game, but Centura comes out with back-to-back buckets, and they lead it 20-13 here on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
In Hastings, they're at the half, and Minden in total control, 44-8 over Adams Central at the half in the C19 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, followed by Hastings St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic. Back on the offensive side of the basketball is Wood River. They've only scored 2 points since the end of the first quarter. We've got 6:10 to go in the third. With it is Baugh on the right side. Bounce pass into the corner to Fisher. Off the post, they try to get it into Bossert, but stepping in front, there's Aitken. Courtney's not necessarily the one playing her man-on-man, but she's there on the double team, and she is just not letting Bossert do anything. Kelly has yet to score in a basketball game. Aitken will weave her way into the paint. Wanted to make the pass to Lyon and then changed her mind and ended up dragging the foot. So a travel for Centura. The ball will come right back over to Wood River. Full court pressure on. They'll get it into Alexis Burkhart. Had a couple of early buckets. She's the last player to score off a steal in the second quarter. Now a long pass to Baugh off the press break. She'll put it off the window and score. And so the long drought of over 10 minutes with just 2 points has ended, and it's 20-15. Centura with the lead of the ball. Schultes knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Which way are they going to point? Looks like they'll keep it with Centura. Again, our next game tonight, 17-5 Ravenna, 19-2 Shelton. One of the two losses Shelton has is by 5 to Ravenna. We'll try and avenge that loss here tonight. Pass is knocked out of bounds by Heiss. So once again, Centura will throw it in, this time in front of their fans on the far side. You're listening to Classic Hits, 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here at Aurora High School, C24 sub-district semifinals. Wetzel back over to Aitken. She was open. The pass was behind her. Now she gets it into the corner. Nitch. Nitch for three. It's good. You just can't leave Brooklyn Nitch open because she makes you pay. And they've done such a good job, Wood River has on her. But a couple times now, I think she's 2 of 3 or 2 of 4 from three-point land. You'll live with that. Bossert up top. The paint was wide open, but she's not going to dribble drive. She'll kick it back out to Baugh. 23-15. Centura now up by 8 after being down by as many as 6 early on. At 13-7 on the post, they get it to Fisher. Turnaround jumper up and off the iron. Good with the third foul of the game on Taylor Wetzel. And it's the first foul of the half. Haven't been a lot of fouls called. There were 6 on Centura in the first half and 4 on Wood River. And Connor Fisher, who had 6 points back in the first quarter and hit a couple of free throws, puts this one up and in. She's got 7 of the 16. Second free throw now for Fisher. One dribble, spins it, fires, and that one's too strong. And a rebound brought down by Courtney Aitken, her 7th of the basketball game. She'll wait for the traffic to clear, bring it to the free throw line. Nobody picks her up. She'll shoot the jumper. It spins in and out, no good. The ball is batted back down on top. Brooklyn Ninch will grab it and reset it with Aitken between the circles. Courtney pulls it back out near midcourt. 4.5 to go, third quarter, 23-16. Centura leads it by 7. They were down most of that first half. They'll get it inside to Caroline. Turns, kicked away, knocked out of her hands by Hines, off a Lion's leg and out of bounds. Third turnover of the quarter, the 10th of the game here for Centura. And they're going to take the press off. Wood River burned them on the press the last time and got a layup. So Coach Mettenbrink takes it off, which is a little unusual for her. Let's see what she has in store here against the man-to-man. Got that 7-point lead. Down low, they get it to Bossert, and she's fouled. That time, Courtney Aitken was a little late coming off the screen, and if it is on her, it's her third, and it is. So Courtney Aitken and Taylor Wetzel each have 3 fouls now for Centura. And when you take a look at the scoring chart, they are the leading scorers. They average 28 points a game between the two of them. Bossert's free throw is dancing around and will not go. Kelly still looking for her first point of the game. Here comes Kaylee Gill in. Heiss is out. Aitken is staying in the game with 4:03 to go in the quarter. And if I'm Wood River, you've got to go at her. Second free throw, Bossert, good. Her first point of the basketball game. And it's 23-17, Centura. Aitken brings the ball up the floor here. And a timeout going to be called by Coach Kathy Mettenbrink. She's trying to call a timeout, and there it is. With those two girls in foul trouble, they'll come up with a strategy here. 3:55 to go in quarter number 3. Your score is Centura 23, Wood River 17. You're listening to the girls' sub-district basketball tournament on Classic Hits.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Aurora. 3:55 to go, third quarter, a 6-point Centura lead in a very low-scoring game. They post up Aitken, turnaround jumper, she's fouled. Connor Fisher got her on the wrist, and 2 free throws coming up. That'll be the first foul on Fisher and first foul of the half on Wood River, and they hadn't ran that play all ball game long, and it worked pretty effectively. Aitken, 2 of 3 at the line, 9 points, 7 rebounds, puts the free throw up, and it's in. Into the ball game now for Centura. Here comes Annika Gleason. She is a 5'8 freshman. Saw her a couple times earlier this year. She'll get you a rebound or two. Second free throw up and in. So Aitken hits them both. She's got 10 points now in the ball game. The lead is 25-17 with 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. Baseball pass down the floor to Heiss. But they break the press. They don't look forward. They go back to Baugh. Over on the wing, Fisher open. Doesn't take the shot. Now she'll drive the baseline and put it up too strong. Rebound brought down by Schulte. She's in trouble. Knocked out of her hands, off of her, and out of bounds. It'll be Wood River basketball. Schulte's had 3 defenders on her and just couldn't get out of there. Back in will be Alexis Burkhart. And Connor Fisher's going to come out. I'm sure Coach Parlin's going to tell her, if you get a shot that wide open, you have got to take the shot because they have just 17 points. And they don't get many open looks like that against his Centura D tonight. Now we're ready to go as they fix the scoreboard. Bounce pass comes into Bossert, and it's knocked away from her. The pass was behind her, and Wood River gives it right back. And so Centura is just shutting down the Eagles. 6 points since the first quarter. And we played 12 and a half minutes. Driving in, Wetzel scores. Taylor loves to use that elbow screen, and that usually leaves the paint open. Her second bucket And now the lead is out to 10, and Centura can feel a little bit more comfortable right now. And Wood River throws it away. The wheels starting to come off here for the Eagles. Coach Darren Parlin telling his team to settle down, but each team has four timeouts remaining. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And again, when you've only scored 17 points and you're down 10, that's more like being down 22 or something, because they're going to have to get hot. Nitch's three is blocked. The three is blocked by Morgan Heiss, and Wood River will grab the basketball. That's the fifth block. Baugh double-team gets it up the floor. They've got numbers now if they go. Burkhart's the one unguarded. She'll pull up and then kick it back to Baugh. Playing into Centura's hands right now are the Eagles. A four-on-three and pass the ball backwards. That's just going to kill them as Heiss shoots the three. It's good. It all worked out. Morgan Heiss with her first bucket of the basketball game. It's a three, and it's 27-20. Fast break the other way. Wetzel trapped on the baseline. Kicks it to Schultes. Open 10-footer. She'll hit it. Jessica Schultes with her second bucket. 29-20 Centura. 2:10 to go here in the third quarter of play. Up the right side with it is Baugh. Around one, around two, has numbers, pulls up, 9-footer, short. Bossert grabs it and then gets fouled by Schultes trying to knock it away. Bossert couldn't get a shot attempt up, but it will be the third foul of the half on Centura and the first foul of the game on Jessica Schultes. And Schultes is going to check out here for a little bit. Back in is Fisher for Wood River. And it'll be Eagle basketball. Gill and Bossert break from the top of the key. Trying to lob it into Bossert. Knocked out of balance by Aitken. Now you can talk about Courtney's offensive numbers, but it's been her defense tonight shutting down Kelly Bossert, Wood River's leading scorer. Turek wants to check in here. They're a little late on the buzzer, but they do get her in. And Nitch will check out. So I think you've got most of your starters out there except for Schultes, and in her place is still Gleason. Turek and Wetzel out there, along with Aitken, Lyon, and Gleason. Wood River ball, kicking into the right-hand corner to Burkhart. Back out top, they'll go to Fisher. And Fisher is fouled up top by Wetzel. That is her fourth. 25 feet away, had her going one way, leaned the other, and Wetzel poked in and got her on the arm. Four fouls now on Wetzel. She's out and Nitch is right back in. For Wood River, they've got Baugh, Burkhart, Heiss, along with Bossert and Fisher, their original five. Now Gleason is out and back in is Schultes. And it looks like your original five are out there, except Turrican is in the place of Wetzel for both teams. Ball out top to Baugh. The pressure really out there as Wood River tries to spread the floor here with a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Down 29-20 to the top seed Centura. Up top, Heiss tries to get it over to Burkhart. Wasn't ready for it. Lyon takes it away. Sixth turnover of the quarter. Up the floor, Aitken. 360 spin move with a left hand scores. 13 for Courtney Aitken. And the lead is 11. And then a foul by Aitken in the backcourt. And that is number four. And a timeout going to be called here by Wood River, but I think Aitken's coming out because checking in is Young. So Aitken with four, Wetzel with four, and hold on. Centura 31, Wood River 20, but foul trouble for the Centurions. With 1:18 to go in the third quarter, we've got a timeout. We'll be right back.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
And Wood River with a basketball here needs to take advantage of this last minute and 15 with the two leading scorers. And now a three-pointer by Heiss is on the way and in. Morgan Heiss with her second three-pointer of the ball game and of the quarter, 31-23. Centura fast break the other way to the baseline to Lyon. I'd be surprised if they don't kill the whole clock here, but they are not pulling the ball out. Centura is so good about working time as the ball is tipped away, and it's off of Nitch and out of bounds. It'll be Wood River basketball. And Wood River has Bossert in there. Schultes is on her now. I thought that they would immediately try to get it to Bossert now that Aitken's not in the game, but Heiss hit the three the last time. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Probably Wood River's last possession. They need to take advantage. Down by eight, trying to pull the upset. They're hanging in there. In the corner, Fisher. One dribble. Nitsch cuts her off to Heiss. Heiss getting pushed, and a foul called on Schultes. Jessica bodied up and got just a tad too much. That's her second. And the sixth foul of the quarter on Centura, one, has been called on Wood River. Wood River ball on the baseline. Connor Fisher to throw it in. Fisher, 34 seconds, goes up to the top of the key to Heiss. Holds the ball above her head and gives it off to Burkhart. Couple of dribbles to the left side, but doesn't want to go to the baseline. Back to Baugh. Everything up top here. Get it to Fisher. Loses it off her leg, but it rolls right to Heiss, and they'll reset. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Lob it into Bossert, knocked out of bounds by Schultes. A break there for Wood River because they overthrew Kelly Bossert. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. 31-23. Centura leads it by eight. Wood River to throw it in. Try and cut that deficit before the fourth quarter. Into Bossert on the low block. Fadeaway jumper. She was trying to draw the foul. The shot is no good. The rebound brought down by Brooklyn Nitsch. Nitsch, midcourt with seven. Into the corner to Kara Lyon. Lyon's pass is deflected away, and the steal is made. And Wood River will not get a decent shot away. And that's the end of the third quarter of play in your C24 Girls Subdistrict Semifinal. Centura 31, Wood River 23. We're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, here it is. We're down to the fourth quarter. Coach Kathy Bentenbrink trying to get career win number 500, and her team will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Aitken and Wetzel are both in there. Both have four fouls. 31-23 Centura. Nitsch drives and kicks it back out to Schultes. Oh, wide open was Turek, but she was trying to set a screen. The ball is thrown away. It's out of bounds. Off of Centura, I do believe. Let's see what they say. No, they're going to say it is Centura basketball, so a break there. Two threes by Heiss kept Wood River in it. 7 points in the corner by Courtney Aitken helped Centura pull away. The inbounds pass stolen away. Heiss, she was guarding the throw-in and just went straight up in the air and took it. 14 turnovers for Centura, 16 for Wood River. Fisher off the pick, just took one dribble. Back up, Baugh fakes around the three, goes past Nitsch. Foul on the shot by Schultes. Two free throws coming up for Kelsey Baugh. First trip to the line. She's got 5 points. Jessica Schultes with her third foul. That's the seventh foul of the half on Centura. One on Wood River. As a team, Wood River's 4 of 6 at the line. Centura's 4 of 5. Free throw is no good. Kelsey Baugh there to shoot one more as Kara Lyon comes in. And for Baugh on the season, just a 45% free throw shooter. Second free throw by Baugh is up, and it's bouncing around. It doesn't go either, and the rebound brought down by Courtney Aitken. Wood River's going to need a near-perfect fourth quarter to pull the upset, but they didn't get the free throws there. Now Wetzel for three. Big shot won't go. Rebound Lyon, and a foul underneath. And the foul goes on Wood River. And it will send... Well, nobody to the line. I thought they'd give him the putback attempt. That's not the case. The foul is on Morgan Heiss, her second. Centura will throw it in. They get it to Schultes. Bossert on the arm. So one foul in the first 9 minutes, and now they've got 2 fouls in 2 seconds. Kelly Bossert with her third foul. And Schultes must have got scraped there, so they're going to have to bring her out of the game and wipe some blood up, but she's the one going to the line, so they will give them a little extra time here. 7:17 to go in the basketball game, and it is 31-23. Centura with the lead. The winner will come back Thursday to play either Ravenna or Shelton, and that is our next game coming up at approximately 7:45. Now we're ready to shoot some free throws. Schultes, 4 points. First free throw attempt of the night is good. 32-23. Wood River, after falling behind 5-0, ended up leading 13-7 after the first quarter, but dead cold in the second and third quarter. Second free throw is up, and it is in. So Schultes hits them both. The lead is back to 10 for the Centurions. 33-23, still in the first minute of the fourth quarter. Ba brings it into the front court, guarded by Wetzel with those four fouls, and she's right on her. Ba draws the contact, and they call her for the offensive foul. Cannot fault Kelsey Ba for that. She was trying to get Wetzel fouled out of the game, and the official was keeping an eye on her and called her for the offensive foul. That's the first foul on Ba. But Centura, who is so good at killing clock when it gets deeper into this fourth quarter, there's not a whole lot of time left for Wood River to make a run here. Up top with it is Lyon. Picks her dribble up, Heiss on her, gives it up top to Ninch, swings it right side to Wetzel. They sag on her, 24 feet away from the hoop. Looks for a back cut to Aitken. Aitken has it on the baseline and is going to be called for a travel. She came down a little awkwardly there and walked with the basketball. Aitken twisted her ankle pretty severely in the Loop City blowout in the final game of the regular season. Coach Mettenbrink saying it looked a whole lot worse than it ended up being, but she's ready to go, no swelling, and has played fine here tonight. Heiss trying to get some separation, guarded by Aitken. Her pass is knocked away. Brooklyn Nitch with the steal. Wood River with the turnover and a timeout called here by Centura. Strategy time for Coach Kathy Mettenbrink. 6:23 to go in the basketball game. It is 33-23 Centura. We'll be right back.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Well, Wood River's done a good job of not allowing Centura to run the floor and press them all over the place. When they don't score, it's tough to press. But with that going on, Wood River just hasn't been able to score. They have scored 10 points since the end of the first quarter. 6:23 to go in the game. 33-23 Centura with the ball out of the timeout. Let's see what Coach Mettenbrink's plan is here after calling that timeout. Brooklyn Itch with it from Wetzel. Back up to Lyon. Then you've got Schultes and Aitken in there. Aitken ball fake. Baseline open. Drives and is fouled. Doesn't score. It spun off the rim. So Aitken will have to earn it at the free throw line. Fouls on Kelsey Baugh, her second. Game high. 13 points for Aitken, who is 4 of 5 at the line. She had all the free throw attempts before this quarter. So Aitken now heads to the free throw line. As we said, about a 65% free throw shooter and makes this one. So she's shooting better than that tonight. 34-23. Aitken could give Centura their biggest lead of the night with another free throw right here. And Aitken will spin it and score it. And there is the 12-point lead for Centura. 35-23. All 4 points here in the quarter for Centura have been from the free throw line. And Wood River throws it away. Coach Darren Parlin has been positive the whole game down there, encouraging his girls. He knows this would be a huge upset. And they've played strong, but offensively they've been challenged most of the year, and that's the case here tonight. And there, Baugh tries to steal the inbounds pass. As she's touching the ball, she's laying on the ground out of bounds. And Centura will get the ball again, but 35-23, under 6 minutes to go in the game. Don't forget, Ravenna and Shelton are up next here on Classic Hits. And we expect a barn burner there. 19-2 Shelton, 17-5 Ravenna. This has actually been a lot more competitive than many folks thought it would be. But again, in the first time they played this year, it was opening night. It was a two-point game, 34-32. Centura won it. They lost the next night to Sandy Creek, and they have not looked back since. They've won 21 in a row. Foul called here on Wood River. Connor Fisher, her second. Now six fouls on Wood River, and they'll get the ball into Aitken's hands. But once again, Centura's done such a good job. Wetzel and Aitken coming into this fourth quarter with four fouls and haven't really been challenged. And Aitken drives and gets fouled as she goes to the hoop. Again, you wonder, where was this in the first half? Aitken only got to the hoop a couple of times in the first half, and here they've been able to find a way to clear it out and get her down the lane. The foul on Kelsey Baugh is her third, and two free throws now for Courtney Aitken. 15 points for the senior, and it's on the way, and it's good. Into the ball game, Turek. Out of the ball game, Nitch. 5:33 remains on a senior-laden ball club. Nitch, the only non-senior starter. Second free throw, that's in and out. Rebound, oh, Caroline had it, but it slipped out of her hands, and Kelly Bossert will grab it. If my numbers are right, that's only the eighth rebound of the game for Wood River. 36-23, Centura, and at the other end, the ball is knocked out of bounds. We'll try it again. Don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports post-game show. We'll have all the final numbers for you right here, and then get you ready for Ravenna Shelton. Time now for the next inbounds, and they try to get it to Bossert. Knocked around, ball loose, and a foul going to be called on Centura, getting a little too aggressive trying to make the steal, they say. And that means a 1-1 coming up for Wood River. The foul is on Taylor Turek, her second. Mitch is in, and Turek is out. And Baugh's at the line. She missed two earlier. Now she's there for a 1-1. Free throw up. No good. Rebound brought down by Aitken, and over her back is Bossert. So now Courtney will shoot a 1-1 at the other end, and Bossert just got her fourth foul. Wood River has yet to score here in the fourth quarter of play. Five free throws for Centura to take the lead from 8 out to 13, and Aitken can do more damage right here from the charity stripe. And the free throw. Takes some time, fires it up, and it's in and out that time, no good. And Caroline that time had the rebound and has it knocked out of her hands. They will give the ball to Centura. So Lyon just about had the offensive rebound last time, does have the offensive board this time. Inbound to Aitken to the right wing, back up top to Wetzel. Swings over the left wing to Lyon. Lyon back up top, they'll go to Turek. Now inside, trying to throw it to Lyon, overthrew her, but Aitken runs it down. Good hustle in the far corner. Keeps the possession alive for Centura with 5 minutes to go. And the Centurions now in command, leading it by 13. Up top with it is Lyon. They swing it around to Aitken. Courtney off the dribble, cut off by Bossert with those four fouls. Back out top to Turek, and Burkhardt just reached in and fouled her 28 feet from the hoop. So maybe they want to send Turek to the line. Burkhardt with her first personal foul. And at the line to shoot a 1-1 will be Taylor Wetzel, who has not scored in the basketball game from the free throw line, does have two buckets. And the front end of the 1-1 is up and no good. Bossert grabs the rebound here for Wood River. Ball, long pass into the front court to Fisher. 3-on-3, Fisher to the baseline on Lyon, takes her to the hoop, puts it up. Good defense in there by Lyon. The shot's no good. The rebound brought down by Courtney Aitken. That'll be her 10th of the ball game. She's got a double-double with 16 points and 10 rebounds, and Burkhart commits another foul and sends Taylor Wetzel right back to the free throw line. Wetzel on the season from the line, 53%. As a team, Centura shoots 57%. And their starters are all right around there. Front end of the 1-1, or two-shot foul. That's the 10th foul, excuse me. It's up, and it is in. So Wetzel hits the free throw, and we'll have another one coming. kind of amazing that it was 7-1 in favor. Centura had the 7, and now Wood River has 10 compared to 8. And Wetzel hits them both, and that makes it 38-23 with 4:20 to go in the ball game. Baugh brings it into the front court here. Guarded there by Turek. Gives it to Burkhart. Back over to Fisher. Fisher holds the ball at the top of the circle. Swings it back over to Burkhart. Ball fake. Walk. Turnover number 3 of the quarter. 19 of the game. And a timeout will be called by Wood River. 4:06 remains in the basketball game. And Centura steadily pulling away. The Centurions 38 and the Eagles 23.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
It's Centura basketball with 4 minutes to go in the game, and they have this under control as long as they handle it, make a couple of free throws. And up 38-23. Shutting Wood River down so far in the fourth quarter, not allowed a point. In fact, 11 points in the first quarter and 12 cents for the Wood River Lady Eagles. Off the pick, Caroline lost the side of the basketball, has it stolen away. Bossert tries to bring it up. All the way to the low block, stops, shoots, and scores. That's the first bucket of the ball game for Kelly Bossert and the first bucket of the fourth quarter at the 3:33 mark for Wood River, 38-25. They try to put some pressure on. Fisher pokes at Aitken. They let it go. Back over to Brooklyn Inch. Back up top to Aitken. Centura is going to be plenty agreeable to spread the floor. Lyon looks inside. Nothing there. Aitken was open. And Coach Mettenbrink wants her team to keep moving. Don't stand around. And she's going to call a timeout. They're going to get Young into the ball game here for Centura. Young on the season from the free throw line. 58% free throw shooter. Probably another reason that they want her in there. It's just a 30-second timeout for Centura. We'll give you an update here from the C-19 going on at Hastings College. It's been all Minden all night. They lead Adams Central 59-17 at the end of the third quarter of play. On the breeze, 94.5 FM, followed by Kearney Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia. Next game here, Ravenna and Shelton, and that'll tip off at approximately 7:45. Here we've got 3:07 left of the game, 38-25 Centura. And Centura out of the timeout. We'll have two remaining, as will Wood River. Centura basketball, guarded by Fisher out top, left-handed dribble, gets it over to Wetzel. Right back in the corner to Young. On the post, they try to get it to Aitken. The ball knocked away by Bossert. The steal is made. Up the floor, Bossert. It's 1-on-5. Tries to get it to Baugh. Runs it down to the right-hand corner. Now Wood River's got to be patient. And a hand-check foul called on Centura. That'll send Baugh to the line, which has not been profitable for her yet. She is 0-3. And it's still a 1-on-1, as that is the ninth team foul. The first on Young. She's back out, and Turek is back in. And Bond needs these free throws for Wood River. The first one is up, and it is short, no good. Rebound brought down by Aitken. I've got her for 11 of the ball game, and up the floor they come. But the clock ticking away with 2:40 to go. And a 13-point Centura lead. 5-second count on Aitken, and there it is. 5-second call. That's 5 turnovers of the quarter on Centura, 18 in the game, just one less than Wood River. About the biggest differential stat-wise is Centura's rebounds. And they have been able to use those a little bit more to those advantage here in the second half. With the basketball is going to be Baugh up top to Fisher. Tries to drive, but the double is always there. Over to Burkhart. Lobs it in. There's Bossert. Bossert grabs it against the double team. Lays it up and in. Almost stolen away that time by Courtney Aitken. Couldn't quite get it. 38-27. The only two buckets in the quarter by Kelly Bossert. Centura spreading the floor with 2 minutes to go. They've got to get out there on Aitken. Start that 5-second count. Now Fisher's there. Crossover dribble. Loses the defender. Swings it back out to Turek. Centura just whittling the time. Wood River a little slow. Fisher knocks it away. I think Aitken just fouled out of the game. Courtney Aitken just fouled out of the game trying to get the basketball back after Fisher tipped it away from her. So a great game tonight for Courtney Aitken, and she'll leave us with 141 remaining in the basketball game, but that should be enough for Centura to hold on here. 16 points, 11 rebounds, and Aitken fouls out with 141 to go in the contest. Courtney was 7 of 10 at the free throw line tonight. Aitken, who will be walking on at the University of Nebraska for Coach Connie Yori, going to be replaced here by Kara Lyon, 4-year starter for the Centurions. Now at the line to shoot two is Connor Fisher. The first one is no good. And Wood River is 0 of 5 from the line here in the quarter. Fisher had been 3 of 4 at the line, has 7 points. Second free throw up, and it is off the mark, and the rebound brought down by Jessica Schultes. I think Wood River just flat out ran out of gas here. Bringing across the timeline is Wetzel. Wood River not getting right up in her face. Now trying to get up there is Burkhart. Minute and a half to go. And a foul call. Each foul both ways. Two free throws. It's the third on Alexis Burkhart. And two free throws for Taylor Wetzel. Taylor, 2 of 3 at the line, has 6 points. 5 players have scored for Centura in the ball game. 5 players have scored for Wood River. Not much off the bench for either team as the free throw is on the way. And it's good. For Taylor Wetzel, coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. Centura is probably going to win this game without making a field goal in the fourth quarter. All 8 points have been from the line. And the second free throw, no good, but they mistimed their jump. The rebound, Lyon. Heist blocked the shot, but they're going to call a foul. And it's on Heist. McCara Lyon has got an offensive rebound on 2 of the last 3 missed free throws and had the third one, but it slipped out of her hand. Lyon to shoot 2, and the first one is good. Well, in the fourth quarter, the difference has been free throws. Centura has made 9 of them. Wood River has made 0 out of 6. Second free throw, no good. Long rebound. She runs over her own teammate to get the basketball. It would have been an offensive rebound for Taylor Turek, but Caroline knocked her over. Down to a minute 21 to go. 40-27 Centura. They're going to survive in advance, and that's all that matters at this point of the season. It'll be career win number 500 for Kathy Mettenbrink as the ball is lost out of bounds by Wood River. Turnover number 20. And checking into the ball game now for the Eagles, Amber Willoughby and Kyla Kimenow. A pair of seniors that have been on the bench here for Coach Darren Parlin. Going to get them in for the final minute 10. Willoughby played a little bit earlier in the ball game. Centura will bring it into the front court with Taylor Wetzel. Across the timeline she comes. Just dribbling exhibition right now. Burkhart can't catch her. Are they going to foul or not? Give it to Nitch. Brookley back up top to Wetzel. Wetzel dribbling around out around midcourt. She can drive if she wanted, doesn't want to. Out to Nitch. We're down to 45 seconds to go, and it doesn't look like Wood River's going to foul. And they're not trying to trap either. They're just kind of standing around down inside the paint there, and all Centura's doing is go with a little two-man game up top. Centura will go to 23-1 on the season. Wood River will end the year at 11-12. 30 seconds to go. With it is Burkhart, or with it is a Wetzel guarded by Burkhart. 20 seconds to go. They're going to be able to dribble out the final minute 10. No 5-second count. As the Centura fans start to bring out the signs that say 500. Coach Mettenbrink talking with Courtney Aitken over on the bench. As time expires here at Aurora. The final score, Centura 40 and Wood River 27. Career win number 500 for Kathy Mettenbrink of the Centurions, who has made this program one of the best in the state over the last 25 years. Congratulations to Coach Mettenbrink and Centura, headed to the locker room, one win closer to a repeat trip to the state tournament. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it is the Misco Sports Postgame Show here in Aurora. You're listening to Sub-District Basketball Action on Classic Hits.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor.
Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
Welcome back to Aurora, everyone. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. And, of course, it's always more fun in the postseason. Wood River gave Centura a heck of a battle in the first half, but their offense just wasn't enough in the second half as they were held to just 14 points after being down by three at halftime. And they finished the season at 11-12, falling 40-27 to Centura. And it's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports may have closed the retail store in Kearney, but they will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service they've had for the past 40 years. If you do happen to have a question, you can contact their main office at 308-728-5261. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of the basketball game for the Wood River Lady Eagles. Kelsey Baum finished with 5 points, one rebound. Alexis Burkhart, 4 points, one block. Connor Fisher ends up being the leading scorer with 7 points and two rebounds. Morgan Heiss, 6 points, one rebound, one block. Kelly Bossert, 5 points, five rebounds, and three blocked shots. And that is it tonight for the Wood River Lady Eagles. They had a total of 6 rebounds in the first half, and I might have missed one or two, but I only had Wood River for 3 rebounds in the second half of play. Free throw shooting 2 of 2 in the first half, but 2 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting 1 of 3 in the first half, 2 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers 10 in each half. For Wood River, 13 points at halftime. They scored 14 points in the second half. And overall, Wood River will finish with 27 points. 9 rebounds, 4 out of 12 from the free throw line, 3 of 5 from 3-point land, 5 block shots, and 20 turnovers. So for Wood River, the season ends just as it began with a loss to Centura, and they'll finish the year at 11-12. We'll look at the final numbers for Centura right after this timeout.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to high school basketball as we continue on with the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of the basketball game for the Centura Lady Centurions. Taylor Turek had 2 rebounds. Taylor Wetzel, 7 points. Courtney Aitken led the ball club with 16 points, 11 rebounds. She was 7 of 10 at the line. Brooklyn Itch hit 2 three-point buckets for her 6 points, had 2 rebounds. Jessica Schulte, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Kara Lyon, 5 points, 3 rebounds. And Angelica Young had 1 rebound in the basketball game. 11 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first half, 11 of 16 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 2 of 6 in the first half, and 1 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers, 7 in the first half, 12 in the second half. Centura had 16 points at halftime. They scored 24 in the second half, and the Centurions finished with 40 points, 23 rebounds, 13 out of 19 at the free throw line, 3 of 8 from three-point land, and 19 turnovers. But Centura improves to 23-1 with a 40-27 victory over Wood River. The 34 that Wood River held Centura to on opening night is still their lowest output of the year. And then 39 against Ord in the conference semifinals. And this is the third game that they have scored 40 points in. For Wood River, the 27 points tonight, not quite a season low. They were held to 26 against Kearney Catholic and 28 against Ravenna on back-to-back nights. So their second lowest scoring output of the season. We're 20 minutes away from Game 2, a rematch between the Shelton Lady Bulldogs and the Ravenna Lady Jays. Shelton just 2 losses, but one of those a 58-53 setback. Their first loss of the year earlier this year to Ravenna. The winner gets Centura Thursday at 7. We'll take a short break. Be back in about 15 minutes. Tip off at 7:45. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports continuing to serve the schools, clubs, organizations, and teams of the area. We'll take a short break and again remind you the final scores. Centura 40 and Wood River 27. Minden was a winner over Adams Central tonight. They're getting ready for Kearney Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Keep it here as Ravenna Shelton, 20 minutes away.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio. Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several